This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
The genius of the film Foxcatcher is not just in the acting, which is probably going to be recognized by the Oscars for definitely Steve Carell, who strays far from his previous roles as playing John DuPont, the billionaire who decides he wants to sponsor U.S. wrestling. Channing Tatum and Mark Ruffalo play two brothers who won gold medals in the 1984 U.S. Olympics. And Sienna Miller plays the wife of Mark Ruffalo. Vanessa Redgrave plays Steve Carell's father. And what we have here is a modern-day psycho, both in the reality of the story and in the dynamics between the mother and son. Steve Carell turns in one of the year's best performances as John DuPont, a billionaire who one can see has never been able to get out from under his mother's shadow or thumb, confessing that all of his friends growing up were paid for by his mother, and his way to kind of break out from underneath her oppression is through sponsoring wrestling. He develops a strange homoerotic relationship with Channing Tatum, who he's paying him to train to wrestle. And what you have here is a really weird dynamic. It's a lot of suppressed homoeroticism, and the movie hints at possibly more than that. But anyway, there's a master-slave, top-bottom power dynamic throughout the whole movie, between Mark Ruffalo and his brother, and between the wrestling scenes, and between Steve Carell and between both of the brothers, really, but mostly between Channing Tatum. But then when Mark Ruffalo kind of comes as the alpha, Steve Carell's character, John DuPont, is unable to deal with that reality. So we have an interesting exploration of power dynamics among men in a year dominated mostly by the relationships of women and by the acting roles of women. It's one of the few roles one of the few films of recent memory to explore relationships between men, between brothers, and between sort of homoerotic tension of athletics. It ends in violence, as most films involving men do, but it doesn't have the war involved, which is a rarity. And again, it calls into question what it means to portray someone. And it's based on a true story. It's based on reality. It's Steve Carell, but he doesn't look anything like himself and does the full Elephant Man makeup job. Definitely an Oscar for the makeup, best makeup, and quite an interesting film.